Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, July 12th, 2016. With me today, Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
It goes.
Awesome. I'm glad because it's so much better than it stops.
It's true.
Yes, indeed. Hey, we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is Mac Weldon, which is pretty cool. And we'll talk about them soon. But first up, Brian, right before we started the show, I shot over some photos for you to look at. And they're leaked photos of what claims to be the iPhone 7 Plus. And the photos show a lot of what we're expecting, you know, the antenna lines run along the top and bottom edges instead of across the back. There's dual cameras as opposed to a single rear-facing camera, which fits with reports we've seen before. There's a smart connector port on the back, which we've seen or heard that as a possibility as well. The big surprise out of this photo, or these photos for me, there's no mute switch.
No mute switch, kind of like the iPad, huh? iPad Pro.
Yeah, well, like all the iPads. I don't think there's a mute switch on any current iPad model.
Right, kind of so kind of like the iPad line, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I have a problem with this.
Well, in what way?
And okay, so first, taking the mute switch off of an iPad to me is very different from taking a mute switch off of an iPhone. You have different use cases for the devices.
Yep, true.
And the mute switch on the iPhone, that's been there since the original iPhone and serves a very clear purpose, which is to make it incredibly simple to just mute the phone.
Yep.
And that's been a selling point ever since the iPhone was introduced.
Well, it's a matter of basic practicality.
Right. And it's a lot easier to just flip a little switch that you can feel, don't even have to see it, than it is to use a software switch or have to use buttons that serve another function, but use them in a different way. And
yeah, or the slide up control center.
Right. Yep. So then that would be software based. So now you have to tap a button to wake up the screen so that you can swipe up and then mute.
Well, what if Apple has provided a way to do it directly on the screen with, say, a gesture?
All right. Well, you still have to wake up the screen.
Well, what if Apple is providing a way in iOS 10 to do it without first waking up the screen? Because, I mean, well, there is a home button on this.
Mm-hmm.
The home button is another thing that's been rumored that might go away.
Yeah, but yeah, there's clearly a home button in these photos.
Right. So, first of all, the photos mostly look good. Let's address that part first.
Okay.
They mostly look legit.
Yes, they look to me like a pre-production case, as opposed to what we'll actually see when we open up a package on launch day.
Sure.
Little tells that I pick up on for this. First, the Apple logo isn't complete yet. So you have inset cutout, but no glossy logo.
It didn't make it through whatever, you know, that particular finishing process was, if it's legit.
Right. And if you look closely at the case, it looks rough. It doesn't have that really silky smooth look that you're used to seeing on an iPhone case. And the buttons, especially if you look around the buttons, it looks almost like there's little streaks in the case, and that's not something that you see in a finished case.
So if they're legit, it's a pre-production. I mean, it's a pre-production, you know, run up to the final product kind of thing.
Right. And so what that tells me is this might be a pre-production case from when they were experimenting with a design that maybe didn't have a mute switch and the final version does.
Well, yeah, that's possible. I suspect though that the mute switch is going to go away, go the way the headphone jack.
You know, it took me a little while to come to terms with the headphone jack, and once I did, I realized that's not going to be that big of a deal for me. The mute switch, though, that's going to be a problem for me. Assuming this carries over to the iPhone 7 as well. And I can't imagine why it wouldn't.
What do you mean? This is the iPhone 7.
This is the iPhone 7 Plus. So,
I'm
distinguishing between the two sizes.
That's crazy. They'll be the same.
Right. And the idea of no mute switch on an iPhone for me is actually a big problem. That's something that I use multiple times a day.
I don't have a problem with the headphone jack going away, as long as there is an adapter,
right,
dongle of some sort. But be that as it may, I do also have a bigger problem with the mute switch. There's a practical aspect of being able to turn off your mute your device without looking and without waking up the screen, mm-hmm. Especially if you're in the company of others. There's that world of difference, because like if you have to look at the screen to mute your device, that means that there is no way to do so in the company of others without disengaging from them.
Right. Yes. And that's a problem.
And most of us, I think, long ago learned how to maintain eye contact while we pick up our device and feel over to where the mute switch is and mute it.
Yep. And or even stick your hand in your pocket, mute the phone, and you don't miss a beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely interesting. Now, these could be fakes. I mean, there are fake Apple devices on the market that are sold. They're counterfeit.
Right. And they even have Apple logos on them.
Right. And sometimes those are made with parts that are smuggled out of factories.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're made with, I was going to say the same machinery, but again, that would just be smuggled out of the back. But I mean, that's not really, Apple actually is controlling the machinery that makes it, things like it. Like it's cases, but sometimes they're just fabricated from whole cloth,
right?
By an industry in a country where IP laws and the concept of IP in the first place has little or no respect. So, I mean, it is possible that as good as these devices look, that makes sense to me. As much as they look like that, they could be fake. I suspect they're not.
I hope they are, but I suspect they're not. Yeah. Another problem we have is that it is so easy for someone to pick up a relatively inexpensive 3D printer and mock up whatever they want and then take a photograph of it.
Something like this,
you'd have to put a lot of work into it because you're going to have to do some sanding and stuff to smooth out.
It's got a screen on it, too. That's not a 3D printer product.
Right. But my point is, it's easy enough for people to mock up what they want and then take photographs and put it online. But in this case, no, this does not look like a 3D printed device to me.
Yeah, I think this is just one of the usual batch of leaked, smuggled devices that we always see in the run-up to an iPhone launch.
Yep, and we're right on schedule for these types of photos to be showing up. Mm-hmm. Assuming that we're getting a September launch like we have in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you when we were talking about this ahead of time, you and I've been waiting for you to ask it again so we could pretend that it was organic, but that apparently ain't happening, so I'll just go ahead and make some sausage. You before the show, you were talking about the fact that photographs don't show the bottom of the case where we could get this definitive answer.
Yes.
For the headphone jack.
Yeah. I, what's up with that? I mean, considering someone had the time to hold this phone, pose it, and take multiple shots, would it have taken that much longer to spin it around so you could look at the bottom of the phone and get a shot from there so we could see if there's a headphone jack or not?
They're not necessarily plugged into the English-based Apple rumor blogosphere, the echo chamber. So maybe they didn't think about it. The flip side, though, is that maybe there's nothing there, so they didn't think about shooting it.
Sure. That's always a possibility. Although you'd think there would at least be a speaker grill and a lightning port.
That's true. This could actually lend credence to the idea that they're fakes, because maybe that part wasn't done on these fakes. Mm-hmm. Right? So there was nothing to shoot. But, you know, we don't really see a lot of fake leaks in run-ups. I mean, doesn't seem like a lot of I don't know how else to put this. It doesn't seem like there are folks in China who fake Apple things to post and maybe, you know, like we would actually just consider it clickbait.
Right.
That doesn't seem to happen. It seems like usually when we see this stuff on Weibo, which is where this was, right?
Yes.
Weibo, which is the microblogging service that dominates the Chinese market, i.e. the Chinese Twitter. Usually when we see these things on Weibo, they end up being in some way legit.
Right. And so with that in mind, I believe these are cases that Apple has produced. And the question is, are these representative of the cases we will see come September when the new iPhones are launched?
Wait, but they're more than cases because they've got glass and they've got
that's
glass
true. Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like they have the cameras in place and everything.
Yeah. And we should also point out that they have the dual lenses that have been rumored.
Right. They have Bender eyes.
Yeah. I would be shocked. That alone actually seems like a lot of work to try to fake.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if you're going to fake something, why fake the mute switch not being there? I think these are legit in some way or another.
Yeah, I have a feeling you are right. And I'm just hoping that this is not what we're really going to see come September. iPhone without a mute switch, that's something I'm going to have a problem with.
This is always my problem with the you know, sort of reactionary kind of an opinion to a change like that. We don't know what Apple is planning on doing. It maybe you can mute it by just, you know, double tapping the down volume button. Maybe. I mean, I'm pulling that up out of nowhere.
Out of your magic place.
Out of my magic place. There you go. I mean, but you know, it is possible that Apple has come up with an alternative way of muting our devices that won't require activating the screen. It is possible. Don't know yet.
All right. So based on what we know today, I'm very nervous about what's happening. That said, Apple has surprised me in the past where they have done something different that works as well or better than what I had before.
Now, when you say that Apple has surprised you in the past, do you mean all of the times?
No, some of the times.
Is it really, though? Because I think it may be all of the times. All of the times when you were concerned about Apple doing something and ended up being okay.
Well, I still have problems with no switch on the iPad line. I have adapted.
It's true. All right. Fair enough. And I've got a problem with that, too. Like, I want the ability to make that a lock. I want a lock switch. I don't want to have to use a software control to lock the screen.
Yeah, same here. There have been several times where it's actually, excuse me, been an issue that I didn't have a rotation lock switch and I had to exit an application when I didn't want to. And
yep.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, September's coming up soon. And I guess that means we'll know in a few weeks whether or not I need to wail and gnash teeth over the lack of a mute switch.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, then let's move on to something that I can talk about productively, and that's underpants. So the deal is, if you need to wear something that's going to be right up against your body, it might as well feel really good. And that's what Mack Weldon has done. They've designed a line of clothing. So it would be underwear and socks and t-shirts and polo shirts and sweats that are designed to feel really good, to be really comfortable, to be very high quality, and to just work the way you need to work. And so the first time I really sat down and looked at what they're offering, I thought, wow, you know, you can, if you want, you can spend a lot of money buying their stuff. And I tried out what they have, and it was like the first time I bought a really good pair of shoes. And the light bulb went on, and I realized that not all products are made the same. And the stuff that's really good, it's really good. And you know, and you can just tell the difference as soon as you put it on. And that's what Mack Weldon has been like for me. So I'm really impressed with what they're making. It's really awesome. I have been trying out their boxer briefs and t-shirts and socks. And so now, those of you that really want to picture what I look like when I'm walking around wearing a t-shirt and underpants, well, now you can do it. It's really good stuff. I'm really pleased with what they're doing. Their silver line is antimicrobial, which is really cool because it's actually using silver in the fabric. And when you do the antimicrobial stuff, then that helps cut down on odors. And so if you're kind of worried about how you might be smelling, this might be something that could help. Anyhow, their products are really great, so you need to give them a shot. Head over to their website, macweldon.com. That's macweldon.com. And then use the discount code TDO to get 20% off your order. So that's a pretty sweet deal, 20% discount. So go check it out, macweldon.com. And thank you, Mack Weldon, for being our sponsor today.
Indeed.
Yes. All right. We're pretty much out of time, but we'll see if we can fit a little bit of Pokemon Go into the show today.
Oh yeah, there's that Pokemon Go thing,
right? And I've started playing it, Brian, and I like it.
Okay. Do tell.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, well, you know how I play games.
Yeah, you don't really.
No, I don't.
You play games even less well than you read books.
That's pretty much true. I still haven't finished the original Angry Birds, Angry Birds Space, Angry Birds Star Wars, Lego Star Wars.
I'm still cranky about Angry Birds 2. Don't bother with that one.
Yeah, I'm not even going to start that one. I did finish Lego Batman, so there's that.
Fair. Yeah, it seems like Lego stuff is about the only thing you can finish, but whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, take it as you can get it. But I'm really liking Pokemon Go. Now that I was finally able to get signed up and start playing, I love that it gets people outside, that you have to explore, and I'm loving that I'm learning things about Boulder that I didn't know, because you have to go find landmarks.
You gotta back up a little bit, because in my day, Pokemon were found on cards. Found on cards, and you threw the cards at each other, and someone got the cards.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Now in the new days, old man, it's sort of like a geocaching game. So what Nintendo did was tag locations just all over everywhere. And you have to go find the locations. And when you're there, you can get the Pokemon balls. And around those areas, you often will find the Pokemon characters that you would previously collect as cards. But now you collect them through your iPhone. They show up as through augmented reality. So it appears as if they're actually in front of you when you look through your iPhone. And you flick your little Pokeballs at them to capture them. And to get more Pokeballs, you find all these landmark locations that are tagged, and then you can get more balls and eggs and stuff. And it's actually cool because the places where you're going to find the balls and stuff are places that have some sort of interest. So like around downtown Boulder, where I was playing around with this, it took me to various sculptures around Pearl Street Mall. It took me to a plaque on the side of a building that I walked past just several times a week, actually, and had never read the plaque. And it's a plaque that says, this is the location of the first schoolhouse in Colorado. Had no idea. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really cool because I've been exploring things that I wouldn't have seen before, and I'm talking with people that otherwise wouldn't have spoken with me because everyone was out doing Pokemon Go.
So does one actually then play against other players once one has collected said Pokemon?
Yes. And
I see.
Yeah. So there are locations where there will be a Pokemon gym. And when you get there, you can join a team, and the teams are red, yellow, and blue. And then you can battle other players with your Pokemon.
I see. That's very, 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 very clever of the Nintendo.
It is. I think they really nailed it with this game.
A couple of anecdotal things. First of all, Nintendo had the poor taste of making the Holocaust Museum. I saw this over on the Loop, making the Holocaust Museum a spot to collect Pokemon. And I would proffer that playing games in the Holocaust Museum is not appropriate.
Yeah, in the museum, no. Outside the museum, where it could draw out. Yeah, yeah. If it's outside the museum, where it draws people so that they're aware of the museum, had they not been before.
Outside the museum is fine. Inside the museum is uncool. But yeah. I would say, as Jim Dalrymple said over at the Loop, show some respect. And on the completely fun side, guarding the Westboro Baptist Church, the infamous Westboro Baptist Church, is a Pokemon called Love is Love. And that's just hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And you know they did that on purpose.
Right. And I would say that this is one group where we don't actually have to risk offending fans of the group who are also listeners of our show.
Yeah, I'm not worried in this instance.
Yeah, I don't think if you have a Venn diagram of fans of the Westboro Baptist Church and fans of TMO's daily observations, there's no overlap.
No, I'm assuming the circles may actually be on separate pages.
They may be on separate pages. But anyway, yeah, Pokemon Go seems like it's lots of fun, and it certainly is getting folks out and about. I saw, a group of kids just hooting and hollering because they just captured a seemingly rare Pokemon at a strip center.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The youngest people I've seen playing were probably right around 20.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I saw actual kids. Now, this is a pay-to-play game.
It's free to play, but
it's a freemium.
Yes, but you can do things like buy balls instead of hunt for them, and you can buy other things that you can put around your city to attract other people or just for fun. So you don't have to pay anything to play the game, but you can.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So my guess is people are spending some serious money, because if you want to have a lot of balls to go into a fight with, then to try and catch Pokemon, then it's a lot easier to buy them than to walk around and catch them or collect them. Although I like the idea of collecting them, it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
So Brian, I think we found another game that I'm going to keep playing.
Alrighty.
And the great thing is, there's no end point, so it's not like I'm never getting around to finishing.
Can you not actually collect them all?
I can definitely not collect them all. I am an expert at not collecting them all.
Well, could one collect them all? And if one collected them all, would one therefore be done?
You can collect them all, yes. But you would be done only if you chose not to compete with other Pokemon players.
All right.
How's that sound?
All right.
But got to catch them all. All right. So, Brian, we went over, but I was having a lot of fun talking about my newfound game.
Yep. I know.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks for being here today. You rock.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
And Mac Weldon, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website and check out what they have, because, I mean, they have some really nice stuff, and it's really comfy. MacWeldon.com. Use the discount code TDO to get 20% off your order. Listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.